something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah. Are you still here? May God guide you with His wisdom. You know, we are in a world that does not understand. The Bible says they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. Darkness. Let me give you an example. One day, I understood why Jesus said some of the things He said. I had a suit, very expensive suit. And I took this suit and I gave it to a certain fellow as a take. So he took the suit. He was so excited, he was so happy. The next time I saw him with the suit, he was wearing it. Oh dear Jesus. It was, oh boy. It was so messed up. Let me give you a simple example. You see, many people don't understand some things. For that suit to have remained the way it was until I gave it to him, it was a liability. In other words, I had to pay money to keep it clean. When you buy an expensive one, you have not bought something. You have signed yourself for a liability. Which, if you're not prepared for, will ruin you. You have to wait until you can afford something. Don't just take it. Don't just go for it. Wait until you can afford it. How can you afford it? You're going to have to plan how to send that thing for maintenance. You're going to be paying for it. Have you gotten yourself ready to be paying for it? Do you know that you're going to be paying for it? Some of you want to buy your uncle a car, your cousin a car. You want to buy your brother a car. You're not thinking, oh God, you think it's exciting to just buy somebody a car. You may kill him. I'm telling you, you have to understand, why would God not do these things? Why? God said, ask, whatever you ask, I'll give to you. Why has He not done it? Have you not been asking? He knows if He answered that prayer, you die. So you have to wait, you have to wait, you have to be trained for it. You have to wait. You have to get the job that can answer it in such a way that it doesn't dent your account. A young guy made a million. This was years ago. His first 1 million naira And right away, he went to Victoria Island to get a house. You see, he wanted to live like the Joneses. Because, I mean, you have to be known to be a millionaire now that you're one. You see it? And you know what? When you don't understand these things, you will find yourself pursuing shadows, trying to be something. Those who are something don't try to be. They know who they are. Let me tell you, the day I lost interest in big cars. I love cars. I still love cars. Good cars. But I lost interest totally long time ago. I got a car. At that time, it was the most expensive car that I had bought. But I always asked myself, why did you buy this car? Inside, I asked myself, why did you buy this car? And then, one day, not much longer after I bought it, the car was stolen. I told you in church one day, years ago. I watched them drive that car away. And they were shooting into the air, you know. And after the car was gone, I was walking down to the place I was going to before. But something happened to me that day. Thank God for the Holy Spirit who helps us to think the right thoughts. Because I could have thought the wrong thoughts. But I believe I got the right thoughts. What happened to me was this. As I was walking down that road, I asked myself a question. And I answered it myself. I said, a moment ago, you were with a big car. A moment after, you are without the car. But you are the same person. I learned something. That I am the same person. A moment ago I had a big car. A moment right after that, I didn't have it. But I'm the same person. I'm the same person. From that hour, I was delivered from cars. From that hour, I was delivered from cars. Didn't mean anything anymore. From then on. I got the car the next day. You know. But I had no interest anymore. Did you know that for 1 year, I didn't drive that car? I asked them to sell it. And they couldn't sell it for 1 year. Praise God. What am I telling you? There are things that you love. Ask yourself questions. Now you have bought a tie that is 25,000 naira. Someone else has a tie of 2,000 naira. We don't know the difference until we take them and examine them like this. Yeah. I learned a long time ago that if you treat anything right, God will give you lots of them because He knows that when you give them out, they're just going to be clean. They'll be a miracle to anybody that you give them to. Whether they are shoes, clothes, cars, anything. See, because one of the things that the Lord has to do for you when He blesses you is to guide you by His Spirit in keeping them, maintaining them, Now, at a certain level, you cannot cope. And so it's unwise for the Lord to make such things available to you. And even when they're available to you, He wants to see how you would make your choice. Your choice will show Him what you love. Loving to be big or loving to be humble. Nothing is too good for you if only you know how to choose. Come on, talk to me now. If only you know how to choose. How do you choose? Stop investing on liabilities. Did you hear me? Because some of you, you even make hairstyles. Many of you ladies, hairstyles that you cannot maintain. Just because you saw the style, now you want it. Some of you, you know what it costs to sit there and pay so much money. How much are you receiving? If you make this kind of hairstyle in 3 months, you'll be broke. Yet you want to do it. Yet you want to do it. And you'll be broke. Then you wonder why. Why? Look, as long as your expenses are not guided by the wisdom of God, you're not ready to work as a rich man. You cannot be rich.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His Word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the Word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December. In so many countries, so many nations, it's the largest platform to minister the word.
Broadcasting live on this station. You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-9274. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.